everybody, and welcome to the Friday Night Shindig live.
Hey, Ben.
Oh, Ben. Hello.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben, I'm gonna reboot Skype and call you back. All right, you hang on live for the first 30 seconds. Right, you nail it, mate. All right, just gonna get this video working. You know what I mean?
Why?
All right.
See you
in a bit.
No, don't go anywhere. Oh, hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome to the Friday Night Shindig. We are live, people, live on a Friday. It's only going to be half an hour, and that's because we've not done a live show in ages, and Marv is out of practice. We've had technical difficulties. I can't leave my house because I've got too many radio shows to produce, but we're here. Oh, hello, he's back. Hello, Marv?
Hello?
I still can't see you. It's such a shame. I was just explaining to the dear listener that we've had...
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, yeah.
Okay, good.
We're
just explaining to the listeners that we've had some technical difficulties. I can't leave my house because I've got too many shows to produce. But we thought, just for the listener, we're going to come back for one half an hour live show.
Just blast it.
Just
absolutely nail it, mate. I've got a lot of talk to do and you've got a lot of football to get through. So, classic Shindig show.
So coming up in the next 27 minutes, we've got Swampy to talk about tomorrow's match against Tamworth. We've got Tom Greaves to talk about tomorrow's match against Tamworth. And we've got Marv to talk about tomorrow's match against Tamworth. And to kick
do you want me to go first or third? I'm not a middle guy.
Firstly, where the hell have you been? There.
What?
Where have you been?
Well, I think we've all had a lot of things to do recently, Ben. It's unfortunate that in the 37th year of my life, I started living it, you know, from 27 when this whole car crash started. And we thought, well, I've not done anything in my 20s, so why would I start now? And you know what, Ben? We were right for a good 9 years. Unfortunately, hit 37, mate. My life starts kicking off. And you know what's been the problem, Ben? Here's been the problem. They put the first 7 series of Bake Off on Netflix, and it's been a roller coaster, mate.
So we've not done a Friday Night Shindig Live for 2 weeks. And it's because of the bake-off.
Not solely, but I mean, that's just extra information for you.
Ridiculous. Anyway, just to let you
know... Do you know, Ben, in the first series of Bake Off, they didn't have a star baker every episode. They just kicked 2 people out every week.
I'm imagining it was very bland and very grey.
It was weird. They didn't stay in the tent. They moved around. They went to Scotland in episode 2 and Bakewell in episode 3. You know, places with famous, you know, breads and cakes and stuff.
What's famous about Bakewell?
The tart, or as they call it there, Bakewell pudding.
Ooh. Anyway, I've started this show off by suggesting that you've not done a show for 2 weeks, which is true.
3.
Purely because Swampy does bring it up in his interview. And I also fully acknowledge that I'm about to play this interview and you won't be able to hear that interview. However...
Really? Why won't I be able to hear the interview?
Because it's going to play out of my computer. So I don't think you'll be able to hear
computer.
It.
Computer.
Yeah.
I mean, computer. Can't you just put the microphone near the computer?
Why don't you get your phone and tune into FC Radio now?
And
then you'll be able to hear it.
You hang around. Don't play it just yet. All right, let me get set up here. All right.
Okay, right. So just to say that...
Am I going
to
hear myself on the radio? God, this is exciting. Marv on the radio.
That's right. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us this evening for the 25 minutes we're still in.
Did you read earlier, Ben? Did you read that Paul Pogba, and Henry Mkhitaryan, apparently, Ben, according to the BBC website, Ben, apparently they were offered to City in January by United. Oh, they were offered to City, and Guardiola went, no. I know one.
I don't mean to be too political, but you shouldn't read everything you believe. You shouldn't believe everything you read on the BBC.
Not like in the first round. You shouldn't read everything you believe.
Speaking of which, let's hear now from Swampet. This interview was recorded Friday lunchtime, so Marv doesn't know what he said. Swampy doesn't know what Tom Greaves said. So this is just Swampet going into this interview purely cold. Marv, I'm going to ask you to kindly mute your microphone for this next bit. Be so kind.
Listen, I can hear myself in the past, mate. I'm freaking out. I'll turn my microphone off.
Thank you. You've not muted your microphone.
Oh, that's because it's attached to the other thing now. I mean, I've got real no chance, mate, have I? Oh, hang on, yeah,
good. Here is Swampy, anyway. So, Swampy, welcome back to the show. We're recording this on Friday lunchtime, so we've got no idea what the squad's looking like tomorrow, but it's a tough trip away to Tamworth, and it's a 3G pitch, and I'm not looking forward to it. Discuss.
Well, before we go any further, to be honest, what's happened to the last two shows?
It's not down to me, it's down to Marv. Marv has...
Disgraceful behaviour.
Marv, despite the fact that I have a pregnant wife and two kids, Marv has no time for this show. I do,
oh,
but Marv does not. Marv has other commitments nowadays.
He seems to be having an Elton John hissy fit.
He's having a bit of a crisis, I'm going to suggest. He's heading towards 40, and it's obviously you're on the other side of 40 now, so you've been there. You can sympathise, surely.
No, not at all. I think it's an absolute disgrace. I mean, you know, why on earth would you be going have a bit of a wobble because you're getting to nearly 40 years of age? Goodness gracious, I'm nearly 50 years of age. You get better with age. You mature like a good wine. You know, you become more worldly, widely, and you understand things better, and you can shout at the television more. And the older you get, you can say things you could never get away with when you were younger without getting punched.
Well, he still gets punched, but he started.
Not as often.
And you know what else he started to do? You know what else he started to do? He started to wear middle management jumpers. And when that happens, it's time to give your head a wobble.
What constitutes a mid management jumper? Because, I mean, you've both worked in.
It also means you can wear jeans on dress down day and wear brown leather shoes, and that's tan shoes as well. That's where it starts to drift.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure whether I approve of denim and shoes. I still can't get my head around. Sometimes I put my jeans on and go, nah, that's still very country and western for me. I'm sort of, you know, put me hands up round where me under my arms and start doing a sort of like a dance of some sort. About 6 months away from a Stetson.
Well, thank you, Swampy, for joining us for this fixture preview for tomorrow's
football,
match.
Sorry.
Just to say, back to the match. We're rubbish.
Well, you're not looking forward to it, are you?
No, we're rubbish away from home. We're rubbish on 3G pitches. This is going to be dreadful. Dreadful.
Well, the only success we've had all season on a 3G pitch actually has been at Hyde. And I think if we play with a bit of intensity, if we think with a bit more pace and a bit more of attacking prowess, then there's no reason why we can't get a result. We're playing a team that we have to beat. They're just below us in the division, so therefore it's a must win for FC United and Manchester, or at least not to get beaten. You know, that's a must, that's a given. We cannot afford to get beaten tomorrow. And I think with a few of the players hopefully back that had either injury or indeed were waiting for the expectancy of a new baby, perhaps if they're available tomorrow, we can have maybe a little bit more attacking prowess and a bit more quality. I'd also envisage starting with the likes of Garner and starting with Tatum, who has got a lot of pace and taking a game. I think 3G pitches can really benefit those players with pace, and if we get our passing game going, then we hopefully could do something.
I mean, were you disappointed with Thursday night's results in the league? AFC Telford United beating Spennymoor by 3-2. I think Spennymoor have got to cram in about 58 games before the end of the season, so it's always going to be a tough one for them. But what about the 2-2 draw between Curzon and Alfreton? That seems to be the best outcome for that particular result.
That was. But when you say it was a disappointment, there's nothing I can do about it.
I'm not blaming you.
It's not a surprise. I mean, I was blamed for a lot of things at FC United, certainly from a football perspective and over a period of time. But results were one of them. I thought you were taking to a new low there. Opposition results. Nothing we FC could do about it. Nothing that can Tom do about it. You know, I would have been hoping that you know, maybe a couple of the lads were watching tomorrow's opposition and next week's opposition this week because they've both played and they've seen what they're capable of, what they're not capable of. And you know, 2-2. Yeah, I mean that doesn't do any favours really for either team, and keeps us a little bit away from them. The Spennymoor game, as you say, you were hoping that Spennymoor would go and win that game, but they've, as you say, got a lot of games. Not quite as many as 1874.
No.
They've got, I think, 24 games in 30 days to play, which is quite incredible, really. But look, it's in our hands. If we go down, we've gone down because we're poor. We've gone down because we've got no fighting spirit away from home, although last week there were signs of a little bit of fighting spirit, but I still think we were very, very poor and naive in large parts of the game. However, you know, we can get draws away from home. Spennymoor, you know, we saw that 4-4 draw over the Christmas period. We need to rekindle that. Also, the results at Boston shows that we can, and we can have belief in ourselves. It's just these games where we come up against teams that are there or thereabouts near us, and we can't seem to up our game and up our tempo. So, you know, hopefully we could do that tomorrow. We've got to rectify it, and hopefully you can't go through a whole season by only winning one game away from home all season. I mean, that is relegation.
Ferriby have managed to win a couple of games away from home this season, so...
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the problem, isn't it, as well, really? If you look at the teams that we've got to play yet at home, even though our record at home is good, or it's actually excellent, our home record, to be honest, you're still thinking, you know what, they're all tough games. York still to play. Obviously, at this moment in time, fourth or fifth in the league. You've got Darlington to play. We've got Darlington to play at home as well. And we've also got to play North Ferriby, you know, who, since they've been relegated, are playing with freedom and are playing a style of football that could mean on the 28th, when they come to FC, they could relegate us if we haven't got enough points on the board. But I'm hoping it won't come to that, and that we can certainly, the next two away games, get a result. And I would be looking for a minimum of 2 points, but hopefully 4 points we can out the next two games.
So Swampy there discussing tomorrow's match between FC United and Tamworth. And on the other end of the phone now, we should be joined back in our central Manchester studio by comrade and colleague Marv. Marv, are you there?
Hi, mate.
Oh, he's back. Okay, good. Did you enjoy the interview? You found it very informative?
Yeah.
Which bit did you enjoy? Which bit didn't you like?
I mean, let me go back up. I was taking some notes.
We had a piece of correspondence come in from Stu, who says, not quite sure what I'm listening to, but it's...
Me neither, Stu. I've literally got no idea how this is even on the air.
But it's...
I mean, the only thing that Skype seems to be doing, Ben, is giving me the ability to send you emojis. Look at these two coming through. Look at those guys. It's a fox and a rabbit. Stu, you're listening on Skype, mate. They've got some of the best emojis I've ever seen, including some Star Wars ones. There's a TIE... Have you seen the TIE Fighter one?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, that.
Look at it. Yeah. I mean, it flies in, it shoots some lasers, out it goes. Good God. Anyway, Stu, you're listening to the Friday Night Shindig live on FCM Radio. And I forgot that Friday night was a live show because it's been a couple weeks since I've done one. It's been even longer since we've actually done anything live. So I just kind of approached this dead casual-like, put on some pants. I knew Ben was going to call on Skype, but I had to then, you know what happened, Stu. I had to download a new edition of Nicecast, and my plugs weren't plugged in properly, and we had to do a system reboot. So then Ben kindly offered to start the server from his end instead, and we did it that way. But now my microphone's not working. But like I said, Stu, we've got the TIE Fighter emoji going on, so that's the good news.
He's also said that, but it's better than anything on the BBC.
So let's do that right now. Let's talk about that right now. Did you watch the Generation game, Ben?
It was dreadful. Oh.
The opening, 7 minutes, I think. I got to Johnny Vegas making a teapot, and I had to stop.
Did you not get the crude joke? It looked like they just made a round so people could make rude things out of clay.
How many shows is it going to take them until they go, you know what? We need a new approach to Saturday nights. We can't just wait for Strictly all year. Let's bring in some kids to figure this out for us.
I think it was a Sunday night, though, wasn't it?
You get my point. You know what I mean?
I do get your point.
It's another in the long line of god-awful programmes on television.
That's true. That's very true.
Pay these, mate.
Keep up the good work. I'll get on Skype and check out the emojis. You should, Stu. They're spectacular.
Thank you. Spectacular word, Ben. I'm only one category here at the moment. What's this one? Introducing emojis, little videos that express a lot. Oh, all right. I'm going to send you this one, Ben. You can have a little look at that. It's very interactive for the audience, this show. You can talk through what that emoji is.
I don't want to click that. It's a boxer. But it's got a play button on it. Do a click play.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. It hit the screen and cracked it from the inside like some kind of Tron character. Anyway, so those are the views of Swamper. Just to say, Marv isn't going through a midlife crisis. He's going through a mid-30s crisis. There is a little tiny
difference. Let's hope this isn't the midlife point.
Oh, it might be. It might be. Actually, you're right. Yeah, it is.
That'll be 74, Ben. Not bad. Not bad, mate. Not bad, 74. People go younger than 74.
Oh, it's good considering.
But let's look where the NHS is going. All right, let's not get too political. But 74 wouldn't be a bad innings right now. You know what I mean?
No, I'm
a guy that's going to need some support. All right? Later in life, I'm going to need some support. But I paid into it, and I feel all right about that.
I've known you now for 15 years, and...
15 years that's been.
74 is... would be amazing. But it's now time because a lot of people are listening right now going, all right, we get the idea. You all.
I'm going to listen to Tom Greaves!
We get the idea. You're all quirky and a bit wacky and a bit, oh, look at us, we're all so postmodern. Oh. But you are here to hear the pre-match.
Postmodern, Ben.
Yes.
We're postmodern, all right? It's a very important distinguishment to make. Extinguishment.
So it's now time for the main event. Tom Greaves' pre-match thoughts going into tomorrow's match with Tamworth. I spoke to him about 6 o'clock this evening. So let's hear what Tom had to say. Mute your microphone.
Thank you, Tom,
for joining us. And you talked all over it. I'm going to have to play the interview again now. Keep it muted. Here's Tom Greaves. A big thank you, Tom, for joining us. And how's this week been?
It's been a good week, yeah. We had a good chat about the result against Leamington. Obviously, it was a disappointing result. I didn't think it was a poor performance in touch. I just thought we didn't get the rub of the green in the final third. I thought we kept the ball well. We created some good chances. It just wasn't dropping for us, and we've got to learn from that. So we've had two good training sessions. We've given a couple of lads that have played a lot of minutes nights off. And we're preparing well as we can.
It is. I'm sorry to keep asking you the same questions week after week, but away form, yep. Tom. it's a barrier that we need to get over. And you said, I think after Leamington, that it just takes one result, and then the whole thing will fall into line. Going to Tamworth, it's another 3G pitch. What's your take on that side of things when it comes to going to a place like Tamworth and their pitch?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, having a 3G pitch can sometimes give you a home advantage, but we train on it week in, week out, so we're not strangers to it. We've got some players that will suit that pitch down to the ground, so we're not worried in that respect. We've spoke about it a lot, myself, Tom and Jack, and trying to get our heads around it. Tomorrow, we're trying to set off a little bit later to try and give the lads a little bit more time in bed. We've got some food prepped for them, so we know exactly what kind of food they're eating and eating it at the right time. So we're trying, we're working on it. It's been very, very disappointing away from home. I was literally just saying to somebody, I've not experienced the coach journey where we've won away from home as a manager, and it's disappointing because you turn a couple of them draws into wins and a couple of them loses into points, and you're looking at the other end of the table. So it's there, the fine margins that we've got to get right. So hopefully, maybe them little changes will help us going into tomorrow. We'll just have to see. It's a massive game for us, and the lads know exactly what's at stake. It's a six-pointer, if ever there were a six-pointer. So we're excited about it, and hopefully we can break this duck and we can go on the table and look a little bit healthier tomorrow night.
I mean, one question I was going to ask you as well, because obviously you're new to this, because to managing a squad and that kind of thing. How difficult is it to view a league table? I mean, do you even look at the league table and go for the ins and outs of what each result means, or do you think it's just best just to put that to one side? And I don't mean to use a Kenny Dalglishism, but just to use each game as it comes, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you've got to try just concentrate on yourself, especially at this time of season. But it's very difficult not to look at the tables, and you look at results like last night, Telford picking up a win, and obviously. Sometimes the results don't go for you, but yeah, I mean, you try not to. You take every game like you're playing against top of the league, but you do see the table, and teams are in and around you for a reason. They're not picking up points when they need to be, so it's going to be a proper relegation scrap tomorrow, I'm afraid. Hopefully, we'll be coming out on top of it.
Well, at least the pitch will be in a better state than it was at Leamington. Anyway, that's
yeah,
that's
definitely. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, the pitch over the last few months have not been great. It's been a bog, but hopefully now. Especially on a pitch like that, that'll suit our ball players down to the ground.
And obviously, we spoke after Leamington, and we were talking about that York match that was going to be played on Monday. That obviously went out the window with the weather. What does that mean for yourself and preparation? Because obviously, you know, you had that coach journey back. You don't get to see the players, and then all of a sudden, you can see them again on Tuesday without having to play a team chasing a promotion spot. So, was that a mixed blessing? Do you feel that postponement for Monday?
Probably, to be honest. We had a couple of little knocks that might not have recovered in time for that game. So, yeah, probably for us. But then you look at York and the big lad up front is parking, is it?
Yeah, why
they're not? They're so I think I'm getting the right guy. I think he was out for that game, so he might be back when the players now. So, swings and roundabouts, it was technically good for us. We've had a couple of knocks that have now recovered, which will be fit for tomorrow. The likes of Linney and Jamal. I had a little knock on my heel, which would have probably kept me out from at least starting on Monday. So, yeah, it's worked well for us, but it's probably worked well for them as well.
And how rude of me! Steve Irwin obviously was missing on Saturday. Have we got any nice news?
Yeah, he will be. He'll be there available for tomorrow. I don't know how much sleep he's had in the last week, but he'll be available for selection.
A big congratulations to the Irwins, anyway.
Yeah.
And another player who came on Saturday, who we discussed it in the post-match interview, was Tatum, he offered a bit of spark in the attack, not to preempt your team selection, but he must have put himself in a position where he's in contention for placing the squad tomorrow.
Yeah, he's a good lad, he's Sam, and he's come back with a superb attitude. And yeah, he's in contention tomorrow. This pitch will suit him down to the ground. He's a quick lad, he's pacey. And he was superb in training on Thursday night when we were doing some crossing and finishing and things like that. So yeah, he's put himself right back in the frame, yeah.
And finally, any injuries, any suspensions going into tomorrow's crucial six-pointer?
Danny Rackey, I believe, is suspended for tomorrow. Apart from that, we've just got people returning, no fresh injuries.
There we go. Well, Tom Greaves, a big thank you for joining us, you have a good night's sleep, and we'll speak to you tomorrow at the game.
You will. Tom, thanks, Ben.
Tom Greaves there, and that was the Digital Dance Floor, which is on this evening at 11 o'clock, soon after us. Tom Greaves there, player manager of FC United, talking on Friday evening, just before Tamworth. Against FC United. Marv, I need you back, my friend. Hello, Marv. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Sorry, I forgot I turned you down. Welcome back. Good conversation going on the radio there, off the radio as well. A big thank you to Stu for getting in touch, and the Heat and Hops for retweeting us as well. Just before we go...
Oh, God, someone retweeted that we're live?
Someone retweeted we're live.
Oh, no, Ben. it's hardly going on the CV reel, is it, this one? You know what I mean?
Well, Heat and Hops, the fine establishment based there in Heat and Chapel, has been in touch to say, will that just be Swampy talking and Tom Greaves listening to him then? Based on our advert saying, Friday at Shindy coming tonight, Swampy and Tom Greaves are special guests. And Heat and Hops, Damien there, mocking Swampy for his interview technique, I believe.
It's fair mocking, mate.
Before we go, just a couple of footballing matters. And it's been a confusing week for any Manchester United fan as Manchester City took on Liverpool in the European Cup this past week. And I was awfully confused. Didn't know what to do myself, to be honest. What's your take on what happened?
What's my take on what happened? Yes. You mean why United didn't get to that point?
I know why. We've discussed it in great detail about why and the effect that has on a father trying to raise his son as a United fan.
So your question is why a collection of fans chose to trash a bus on the way through?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Basically, Ben, it comes down to this. People are idiots.
Oh. You wouldn't
get it's, you know, I don't know where the idiocy lies. I don't know enough about the situation to know why they were sent down a different street and why Liverpool went, hey, everyone, the buses are going to come down this street. Why don't you go and greet them? That's not going to work.
That's a good point. And the other thing I'd just like to mention, on BT Sport, there was a Football Italia film celebrating 25 years since Football Italia started on Channel 4. And you know what? That was a funny show, Marv. I miss that show. I miss it. I do miss it. But I don't miss Italian football because it was a lot of nil-nils. And I think
was it?
I think it was overrated as a sport, as a league. Any closing thoughts from you?
I like elephants.
Why?
Oh, they're pretty cool.
Were you expecting me to call you out on that then?
No. Just you asked me for any last thoughts. Been looking around, got a lot of pictures of elephants here. I like elephants.
Any plans for the weekend?
Yeah.
Good. I have two. Don't forget FC Live.
Not interested, mate. Not interested.
Oh, don't forget FC Live 2:30 on Saturday. It's Tamworth against FC United of Manchester. And we'll be there live. Bringing you full coverage. Swan Pitt, myself and Stato Paul. Marv will be back next week with an all-new shindig live on a Friday evening. Won't you, Marv?
Yeah, I'm going to sort my computer out this week.
Good for you. And on that note, that is the end of this impromptu Friday Night Shindig Live. Thank you to Marv, thank you to Tom Grieve, and thank you to Swamper.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye. And we're off, Marv.
That went remarkably well, considering everything that went wrong in the first 10 seconds. I said, that's the way that I like it. I said, oh, that's the way that I like it. I said, that's the way that I like it. I said, that's the way that I like it. I said, that's the way that I like it. On FC Radio.